Red Edition, welcome, happy day. I had breakfast at 7 a.m. this morning with my daughter, Christy. She's an attorney, and she gave me this. It says, happy day. Isn't that neat? Happy day. It's a whole bunch of matches. When I smoke cigars, I can have a match and kind of light up, don't you know? The Mueller report was a total waste of time. See how I jumped? Are you still with me? Are you past the happy day thing? Come on, here we go. Now we're getting serious. The Mueller report, total waste of time. The right, we accept it. He's had a couple of years. He's a Democrat as well. All the people that worked with him, they're left-wing people too. And so it's a bad thing for them. It took them a couple of years to even decide whether or not they could show the world. Maybe we should just say we lost the information, right? They finally chose to go ahead and do the right thing. So it's accepted, except by the left. They can't accept it. They say, hey, that's not right. I mean, even the headlines, Fox says, President won. CNN says, the president, we're going to find something yet. I mean, more or less. I mean, these people, there's something terribly wrong. Liberals, I just don't like them. Oh, hate crime. If you ever have a hate crime and it's against the law to hate a liberal, I'd be the first guy you should charge. Because these people are totally goofy. The president could create a cure for cancer and they'd call him names. I mean, they won't accept anything that he's about. And he's making the country good. He's making it better. You know what? They're just, I can't say it enough. I mean, they should all be squirrels because they're nuts. Libs and commies, you know what? I used to care what they thought. I don't now. I used to think they could be saved. They can't. You just got to walk right over top of them. Smith & Wesson has 1,820 full-time employees. 1,820. Levi has 15,000 employees. And of course, there's many other employees than Smith & Wesson. I just single them out as an example to kind of give you some perspective. And Levi, they've come out publicly and said, we don't like guns. Wow. Everyone that shoots a gun, everyone, most men and women who are shooting guns have blue jeans on, okay? Used to be Levi's. You know how I did with mine? I'm a little radical and I understand that, but I was thinking I'd just throw them out. I didn't. I burned them because I had to make a statement to myself because that's how I swing. But it's not good for business. It's kind of like if you're a realtor, an agent, maybe don't tell people that you're a Democrat or Republican. You lose half of your business. And these people, look at all the sales that they no longer have. Gun people do not wear Levi pants anymore. Certainly not the ones I know, at least. Maybe some still do because they're misguided. You got somebody that doesn't like what you do, you might as well penalize them. Hey, late term or any term abortions are about women making choices for their body. Okay? Hold it. If I'm attacked and the assailant has a gun or any weapon, I too should have a choice for my body. My body can be hurt. Not much of a body, I get it, but it's an old body, but I don't want it full of stab wounds and gunshot wounds and different things. So libs say that, you know, I can't protect myself. But and a baby, it can't be protected, an unborn baby. I guess that's consistent, I think. But if you can't protect your body, and I can't protect mine, I don't know, I could go on and on, but I guess you really get it, dumbest forever. But because there's no rhyme or reason to that. And women always interest me with regards to abortion. The women who are in favor of abortion are not in favor of selective abortions, sex selection abortion, and they're not in favor, typically, of capital punishment. So I can take a baby's life that isn't born yet, but if somebody kills my baby when it's living, and we catch him and charge him for murder, we can't take his life. We're going to punish him and put him in a cell for 30 or 40, either, blah, 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 blah. Driving regulation changes for 2019 in British Columbia, Canada. I got an email from my mom. She sent it to me. So I sent it to other people, just one of my children, and I said, can this be true? And the answer I got was, it's so ridiculous, it's probably true. So I don't know if it's true or not, but in British Columbia, a new driving penalty says that if you're holding or using a cell phone while driving for the first offense, you get a $1,000 fine, and they take your driver's license away. They suspend it for 3 days, and it goes on and on. It's a whole big list, and I kept looking for Hitler's picture on this. I didn't find it, but carpool lane violation, $509. Children not wearing seatbelts, $599, blah, 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 blah. On and on. Let's have more laws. I've never met a liberal who doesn't meet with a law that they don't like. I mean, that's all they do. They're all about activity and not about achievement. Liberals, all you liberal people that are watching this show, because some liberals do, you troll around and different things. If you're a liberal and your phone doesn't ring, it's me calling. Hey, I'll come back. See ya.